You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see if you're watching us live on Facebook, I'm solo again, man. I feel like all my friends don't love me, but at least one of our co-hosts is on the line with me. And you are tuned in for another episode of Knockouts and Three Counts. Who the hell's on the phone?
I don't know who the hell is on the phone.
Some black guy.
That's me.
Some black guy.
Who wears
Kangols a lot?
Yeah, this is Devin. What's up, man?
What up, though?
Yeah.
Cue the tone tone.
Bitch and then you die.
Cue the tone tone. But, yeah, man, you're tuned into another episode of Knockouts and Three Counts. It's going to be just me and Devin tonight. We're going to talk all about the CM Punk fight from this past weekend, as well as everything from Money in the Bank and Dominion and all that other good shit. And if you're going to happen to be in Chicago for Money in the Bank, we will be there. Ring the fucking bell. But, yeah, we will be there. So if you're going to be in Chicago, hit us up. Come say what's up. We'll definitely have plenty of pictures from Takeover and Money in the Bank on our show page. Follow us at Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast, KO3C Pod on Twitter, KO3C Pod on Instagram, and KO3CPod.com. So we'll have plenty of good shit from Chicago, and hopefully we make it back without going to jail. And as always,
wait, is that your plan?
Yeah, I'd like to make it back without going to jail. That'd be the plan.
I was about to say, if you're going to do some crazy shit, let me know now, man.
I might walk through Chicago kicking people in the dick. As always, man, you can find, this is Kyle, you can find me at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit N-O-K-O-U-T on Twitter and Instagram. Find me at Kyle Collison on Facebook. Shout out to Manib, who fought this past weekend. Obviously, it didn't go his way, man, but we still support you over here at Knockouts and Three Counts. And shout out to Drew Murray, who's fighting this Friday, WXC, and his opponent, who is going to be coming on the show with us soon, Darius Solo Beast Estelle. That's going to be a hell of a fight. Main event's going to be a hell of a fight. If you want to see somebody get their ass kicked, go to WXC Inferno at Southgate Civic Center Friday night.
But is this the moment where I do my social medias and stuff?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm not used to being on this side of the show, so it's kind of weird for me. But yeah,
see what happens when you leave your brother hanging.
Hey man, hashtag life. But this is Devin. You can hit me up on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can hit me up on Instagram at AllSteak No Sizzle. That's one word. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook at Devin McKenzie. Check out the Reality Era News group page where we talk wrestling. If you need a car, check out SouthfieldQualityCars.com. And when you go to make your purchase, if you use the reference code 19309, that's 19309, you will receive $500 off on your purchase.
And a 1939 handshake.
Kyle. Why, man? Why? Just why?
Because I had to.
It's 1930.
Now you're saying it. Listen to it.
1939.
I didn't even have to do it. His dumbass did it. How's that my fault? You did it.
Anyway, yeah. Check out Southfield Quality Cars, people. Get yourself a car.
And I'm being told in my ear that there's something else we're supposed to tell you about. Randy, what am I supposed to tell him about?
Nobody's telling you anything in your ear.
Shut the fuck up. They don't know that. Motherfucker.
So, hey.
Smooth radio transition.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debts, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean a portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and to get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-218-7170. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-218-7170. That's 800-218-7170. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-218-7170 today.
Yeah, call them motherfuckers.
I'm sorry. It's just funny how you curse at everything.
It's become part of my shtick, so I kind of feel like I kind of got to keep it up to some degree.
Man, so what are we talking about first, sir?
Well, I guess we should probably start with the UFC. I didn't watch all of the fights. I saw some of the Overeem fight. I saw bits and pieces of most of the fights, but seeing as this is going to be a wrestling-heavy episode, I guess first order of business is we should talk about the CM Punk fight.
Yeah, from what I hear, it was like not much of a fight.
Well, Punk did a lot better than I thought he would. He actually got a takedown and went for a heel hook and landed a few punches, but being a CM Punk fan, I really hope he's done after this. Like, he got beat up pretty good. And, you know, I give him all the credit in the world. He had balls enough to get in there and fight, you know, and to do that, especially, don't forget the guy's about to be 40 and he's taking on his second fight. Okay. That takes some balls. But that being said, no, the fight didn't go good. Mike Jackson was clearly better than CM Punk. But the sad part of it is, for Jackson, supposed to be so much better on his feet, the guy was so busy on acting like an idiot and messing around when he could have finished him, and he's like, I'm up for whatever's next, whether that's doing journalism or fighting and boxing or whatever else. Dude, you not finishing a fight that you were supposed to finish and then talking all kinds of shit before and afterwards with Dana White, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I've heard Dana White's comments about Mike Jackson and his antics. I didn't get a chance to see really any of the fights.
The idiot was throwing bolo punches from inside CM Punk's guard.
All right.
Like, to the body, too.
Was he, like, dancing or showboating or top locking or something like that during the fight?
Dog, he was in his guard doing the Ollie peekaboo with his hands, like making you think he's going to hit you with the one hand and then body punching him with the other hand while he's in somebody's guard.
Yeah, that's probably not the best thing to do. Not, you know.
Especially when you're 0-1 yourself.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, Dana White loves to knock out.
He clearly won the fight, bro. But you made a jackass out of yourself.
Right, Dana White loves a knockout. He loves finishes. So probably the best way to impress him and get yourself another fight is to finish the guy.
I don't even think you didn't finish him. It's the fact that you clearly could have finished him and had him hurt multiple times, and then you don't. You're a fucktard. Like, I mean, it would be one thing if they went to three rounds and, like, CM Punk, like, you know, came out and surprised everybody and he just couldn't finish him because the guy wouldn't go away. But it was like the guy wasn't even trying to finish him. And that's something I've talked about on the show multiple times. You get tired. Like, I mean, if you're in there and you can finish a fight, finish the motherfucker. It's one thing if you go to a decision because you can't finish the guy and you just beat him up the whole time. But he could have clearly finished Punk. And that was hard to watch being a CM Punk fan.
So, where do you think CM Punk goes next from this? I know Dana White said he probably should retire, but do you think he calls it quits? Or do you think he tries to go to another promotion? Or
I think he's probably going to be done
playing
with
it. What do you think?
I think he's probably going to be done with MMA. I think he might show up at All In. We'll see if he comes back from WWE, because I don't know if you've heard about that. That's another good thing for us to talk about. You know, leading up to this fight, CM Punk and Colt Cabana were dealing with a lawsuit from a doctor from WWE this whole time.
Right.
And they literally just finished the court case within the week of the fight.
Did you get a chance to listen to Cole Cabana's podcast?
I didn't hear the podcast. I heard correspondence from people from WrestleZone that were in the courtroom.
Man, I listened to that entire Cole Cabana episode where he was basically giving a day-by-day recap from the trial. It's, when you get a chance, or anybody out there who CM Punk fan, who's into legal stuff like that, definitely need to listen to that episode. It's really good. It was definitely rough on Cole Cabana, and Cole wasn't getting ready for a UFC fight. You know, he's, you know, on tour with Ring of Honor doing commentary, you know, doing a couple of wrestling spots here and there. But it was literally taking like a physical toll on him. At one point, you know, he said he was like ill, and his lawyer basically told him, like, the stress from the case is getting to you. It happens all the time. So if Cole Cabana was dealing with that, you know, who can only imagine what CM Punk was doing, because he was training for a fight and cutting weight and, you know, getting ready, you know, for his second MMA fight ever, man. So who knows where his mindset was. And at one point they said CM Punk, when he was on the stand giving his testimony, you know, he was like crying because he was so emotional over, you know, what happened to him in WWE. So if you get a chance to listen to Cole Cabana's podcast, make sure you check that episode out.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine going through something like that leading up to a fight. Only thing I can equate that's even ever close to it that I've ever dealt with was I had a Crohn's flare up the day before I had a jiu-jitsu tournament before. And like, when you've got anything that's like that, that's like taking a, like has reason to be taking away from your mindset when you're getting ready to fight, let alone fighting in the UFC. I mean, hey dude, I give the guy credit. I mean, that's not the UFC's fault. I give Punk all the credit in the world for having the balls to fight. But in my opinion, man, I think he's tried it. It didn't go well. No one can talk shit because at least he went and did it. I hope now that this court case is over that maybe that could open the door for maybe him to come back to WWE at some point. I'm not so sure that we don't see him at All In too. So
I don't think we ever see him in the WWE again.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. I'll never say never on anybody.
I think Punk is one of those guys that he's almost like a take it or leave it type of guy. Like, he has to be completely into something to be a part of it.
Yeah, and so was Bruno Sammartino, but look at that.
What's that?
So was Bruno Sammartino, but look at that.
Well, I'm just saying, like, for the past 2 years, he's basically, really 3 years, he's basically, you know, been ingrained in MMA.
Exactly, but now that he's got time to have time to actually reevaluate what he wants to do next, and if he's going to be at the All In event, you know, maybe that re-sparks something. I'm not saying he's going to be back there next month or even next year, but I think we end up seeing him in a WWE ring again.
Yeah, I just don't think so. I really think he has like a bad taste in his mouth with the WWE. I can see him, you know, being in the Ring of Honor ring or New Japan, or maybe not Impact, but I can see him.
Whoops. Hi, Tony.
That's me.
Holy shit.
Were you sweating without me, man? What were you talking about to yourself?
Me and Devin were talking.
Devin there?
Yes, sir. He's there somewhere.
He on the phone or he there?
He's on the phone. He was on the phone unless it dropped it.
He should still be there.
Devin.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think it dropped it. But yeah, Devin and I were talking about...
He dropped.
Yeah, Devin dropped. But we were talking about CM Punk's fight and the whole court case thing with him and Cabana.
Oh, him getting his ass whooped.
Well, yeah. I pretty much went over how that... I was just telling Devin that. I said, yeah, that was a thorough ass whooping.
See, man, my thing about Punk is he complained about guys coming to WWE from other walks of entertainment and coming in and being a top guy. But that was his fucking intentions, to go win the title of UFC so he could come back to WWE to be the man. But he went to UFC and got his ass whooped. His fault. Now, a lot of people are saying, oh, people are hating on Punk, but he made so much money for losing. okay, he still fucking lost. The fact of the matter is that he tried to achieve something and didn't do it. If I tried to achieve something and didn't do it, that makes me a failure. Punk is a failure. And he lost to a guy, first of all, who wasn't even contracted to the UFC, who whooped his ass and got a contract from it. And then he got his ass whooped by a guy who had his last fight in the UFC. He can't cut it. Like, now I think that devalues his pro wrestling persona. Because now if he tries to go back to wrestling, it's like, oh, you went and got your ass whooped. Now you're coming back to the quote-unquote fake shit. So it's just like, he really just fucked up his whole
Devin Beckham
gimmick, I guess. Like, damn.
Do we got a Kangol wearing motherfucker that just called in?
I ain't got no Kangol on right now. I feel naked.
Oh, damn. But yeah,
the barbecue sandals on though. What's that? The barbecue sandals. I don't have my barbecue sandals.
But
fucking up all around, man. Why don't you give everybody your social media?
He already did. You're the only one that has it.
Tony, welcome to 25 minutes.
All right, everybody.
Ago.
My name is Tony Thunder on Facebook. I'm Tony Thunder, Tony underscore Thunder on some shit, and D Tony Thunder on some other shit. PlayStation Network, D Tony Thunder. Yeah, I forgot about that. Do that. Add me for no reason. I don't play shit.
Hey, Tony. Tony.
That's me.
What time does the show start?
19309. That's 1930.
Well played.
Nine.
Oh my God, you said it right.
Yeah, to wrap up the CM Punk thing before we get into Money in the Bank, I agree with you.
He
like
sucks.
I mean, dude, he got his ass kicked. I give him credit for having the fight, but I think the bigger idiot out of it is that Mike Jackson guy, because he pissed Dana White off by not knocking him out when he could have, and probably just shot any chance he had to get another fight out the water. And, yeah, we'll see. As far as the court case goes, we'll see where that plays out. I wouldn't be shocked that he ends up in WWE again. I think it's more likely you see him at All In, but I'm not sold that you won't see him in a WWE ring again.
Wasn't he already contracted for two fights?
Who, for UFC?
Yeah, he was only contracted for two fights. Right?
Yeah, I think he only got two fights. He's going to be done.
Yeah, he's dead. He's done. Y'all want to see a dead body? Phil Brooks.
Wow, we're calling Phil Brooks now. Wow.
So yeah. Since they were in Chicago,
I know you probably missed it, Devin, but I was saying, man, dude ruined his whole fucking legacy and gimmick. Like, we can't get you as a badass no more.
I caught that, man. I see your point. I definitely see your point, but I think the wrestling fans, you know, they want to see him pump back. I think they'll, you know. But all right, so let you boss your two fights, man.
Here's another thing about the Punk thing. Like, when he was the top guy in the WWE, there wasn't as many, like, heavy hitters as there are in the game now. There wasn't no Nakamura's. There wasn't no AJ Styles. Daniel Bryan wasn't who he is now. You didn't have Bobby Roode there. You didn't have Samoa Joe and fucking, like, I could go on and on. Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. None of those guys were there when Punk was there. Like, where does he fit in now? Like, he lost in UFC, so they can't compare him to Brock and Ronda. Like, what do you, like, come on now.
I don't really see him going back to WWE. If anything, I see him going to, like, Ring of Honor or New Japan or something like that. Or just doing, you know, the indie circuit.
I don't see him doing the indie circuit because, you know, he a slob. He too good for that kind of shit. If anything, I see him getting a podcast. That's where he tried to step on our toes, so fuck him again for that. So at the end of the day, he just not sitting well with me. I mean, like I said earlier, he complained so much about guys coming from movies and Hollywoods and UFC to come to the WWE and have a top spot, and that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to go be the man in UFC so he could come back to the WWE and have a top spot. But what he failed to realize is that him going against Triple H that year at WrestleMania is what Daniel Bryan ended up winning the title. Like, go fuck yourself. You had a match against Triple H at WrestleMania, and you shitted on that and cried about it and left instead of wrestling Triple fucking H at WrestleMania. Like, you're too good to wrestle Triple H because you want to be in a title picture because The Rock is there? Go fuck yourself. Like, Triple H is one of the greatest of all time, and you're too good to have a one-on-one with Triple H at WrestleMania? Yeah, okay. No, my bad. It was Batista. It was Batista that came back and got the Royal Rumble thing, and that pissed Punk off, so he left. Like, you're a crybaby. His whole fucking career has been him fucking crying. His quote-unquote pipe bomb that made him a household name was him fucking crying.
Well, you mentioned comparing him to Ronda and Brock and all that. That's a that's a good segue, too. What are your guys' thoughts on, obviously, she's going to wrestle for the title this weekend, but what do you guys think about the news of her getting put in the Hall of Fame this week?
I think it's dope. I mean, she's done a lot for the sport outside of UFC.
Yeah.
But the UFC kind of took the name Hall of Fame for UFC, where really it's kind of an MMA Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. because Hoyce Gracie's in there, and he really didn't do as much for UFC as he did for the sport itself.
I disagree
so
with
I think
that.
It's more of like an MMA Hall of Fame, just with the UFC
oh, yeah.
name
well,
on it.
Well,
like you, WWE, you know, it's
yeah,
the
I mean,
WWE Hall of Fame.
They're the head
but
honcho,
really
but it's, yeah, I mean, they're the head honcho, so at the end of the day, that's going to be the recognized Hall of Fame, but in my opinion, man, you can't have a Hall of Fame without having Rousey in it. Even despite her last two fights, what she did for women's MMA, it's undeniable. There's nothing anyone can say to dispute that. In my opinion, I feel like it's well-deserved. And obviously, it's good timing for both of them, considering she's about to wrestle for the title. What do you think, Devin?
I mean, I agree. I mean, you have to do it. Like, she's the one. She's the reason why there's a women's division in UFC at all. If you remember, Dana White said, we'll never have women in the UFC, but, you know, all of a sudden, Ronda Rousey is, you know, kicking ass and taking names and selling pay-per-views. And, yeah, you got to put her in there, man.
So,
who y'all think going to be the first person to be in the WWE and UFC Hall of Fame?
Probably maybe Brock.
I mean, there's four possibilities here. Five possibilities, really.
I would say either
like Shamrock, Brock, Ronda, what, Dan Severn.
I don't.
And Tank Abbott.
So, out of the names you named,
Tank Abbott.
I can't see Tank Abbott.
Yeah.
I can't see them doing Tank Abbott because he didn't do enough in the wrestling world. I definitely can see Brock. Depending on how Ronda's career goes in WWE, I could see that way down the line. Shamrock, I could see too. So if I had to guess, I would say one of those three. But if I had to guess who I think is going to be first, because I think Brock's only got a couple years left, I think it'll be Brock before it's anybody else.
You got me fucked up. The first person should be Dan fucking Severn.
Over Shamrock?
NWA champion. Hell yeah. Shamrock never held a world title.
What titles did Shamrock ever hold? Severn ever hold in WWE, though?
I just told you he was NWA champion.
Okay.
That's a credible world championship. Ken Shamrock never held a world championship.
I get that, but you know that WWE goes more off of WWE credentials unless somebody's like a huge NWA draw.
He was NWA. Well, there's many people who's in WWE Hall of Fame who had really nothing, little to nothing to do with the WWE. But the fact that they let him carry the NWA title in WWE says enough. Of its own. He was a world champion many times. He's definitely a Hall of Famer in the UFC in MMA world. So, I mean, you really can't get around the fact that Dan Severn deserves to be in both.
No, you know? I'm not
and
saying he doesn't deserve it.
I'm
just
biased
saying
on that because, you know, POG is the shit. Shout out to Price of Glory Wrestling. You can catch that in Coldwater, Michigan on June 30th.
Oh, for sure. I'm not disputing Dan Severn being good. I'm just saying, as far as your question, as far as who I think will go in first, I just think if I had to guess on who I think they would put in first, I think it's either going to be Brock or Shamrock.
Is Brock in the UFC Hall of Fame?
No, but he will be.
Not yet.
He got a long way to go before that. I think Brock would be in the WWE Hall of Fame before he's in the UFC Hall of Fame.
I could see that, too. I just think he'll eventually get in the UFC Hall of Fame, too, though.
I think fucking Severn's already in the UFC Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My vote is Dan Severn.
Him and Shamrock both are in the UFC Hall of Fame already.
Put him in the WWE Hall of Fame next year. He deserves it.
So, speaking of this MMA stuff, that's a good crossover to Money in the Bank. And since we talked about Ronda already, why don't we talk first about Ronda versus Nia Jax?
If Ronda wins the title, I'm pissing on everybody.
Well, good thing we'll be in Chicago.
What?
Okay,
I'm
R. Kelly.
My dick out and I'm pissing on
well,
everybody.
You do got braids and got the sweatband on. You can pull R. Kelly off, dog.
I'll be here.
He said I'll be here. Oh, shit. What the fuck? And we have started to go off the rails officially.
Hey, man. I'm pissing on everybody. That's all it is.
I got to hear the explanation for this, man. Why are you pissing on everyone if Ronda Rousey wins the WWE Women's Championship?
Because, I mean, I think she's busted her ass mostly out of the ring more than in the ring. I personally don't think she's ready to hold the title, but publicity-wise and the way she's been busting her ass-wise, they're more than likely going to give it to her. And a lot of people are going to not like it and complain about it. And they can suck salty balls. I mean, at the end of the day, she's a draw. She's money. I think that
she's done well too. Well,
if it was up to me, if it was personally up to me, she would win by disqualification. So that technically she won the match, but she don't win the title type of deal. But there's also the possibility that she could, you know, win the title and get cashed in on. So you never really know what to expect.
What about this for a curveball? This is something else I'm thinking. I wouldn't be shocked if she wins the title. You mentioned the whole disqualification thing. What if they have a thing where Natty comes out to, you know, quote unquote support her friend, and Natty turns heel because Natty's better as a heel anyway.
What if Natty wins Money in the Bank?
And that works. That too. And fucking... Exactly. She already said on Raw she wants to cash in and fight her friend Ronda Rousey, you know. I wouldn't be shocked at either
yeah,
one of them.
They're building up for them to either way. You know, if Natalie screws her, you know, so be it. But want to hear all the marketing.
What do you think, Devin?
If Ronda wins.
What do you think, Devin?
I think it's too soon for her to be in the title match, but I think it's too soon for her to be in the title match, man. But the thing is, I knew it was going to happen. I knew they were going to put her in there soon. I was hoping that they would try to wait until Survivor Series to do it, or at least SummerSlam. But I'm not surprised they put her in this title match at all. No, SummerSlam. Like,
so
I'm like, at least give it to a SummerSlam. I was hoping for like Survivor Series, but at least SummerSlam.
So what are our predictions?
Yeah, I think she's going to win the belt.
So what are our predictions on it? So you've got Ronda. Tony, you've got Ronda.
No. I don't. Like I said, if Ronda wins, she's not going to win the title. I don't see her being champ this early. But I would like to see her as champ. But I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I see Nia as a transitional champ, kind of.
Yeah. I hate that, too.
To hold it a lot
I wish she would. I wish she would, but if I have to go with a final answer, especially with Rousey going in the Hall of Fame, I think Rousey's going to win the belt.
All right. Nah, I'm not necessarily saying she's going to keep the belt. I'm just saying she's going to win the match and win the belt.
I think she's going to earn it. Kev didn't give us our picks, so.
Oh, damn. So now we don't know what to think.
Yeah. So what match we hitting next, Devin? You got the list by you, or do you want to just go through the Money in the Bank matches next?
I got the list. We can go to Mr. Daniel Bryan versus Mr. Big Colin Cassidy.
Colin Cassidy, huh?
I'm going to go on this one, even though it's going to be probably the unpopular opinion. I think this is going to be where Big Cass gets a win to try to help build him up.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with Daniel Bryan winning this one, man.
Okay, what do you got, Devin?
Yeah, I think Big Cass gets this one. I think they're starting to build him up as a character, and like good way to give him some credibility and beating a former WWE champion and Daniel Bryan. So I said Big Cass.
Okay, what do we got next?
Mr. Tyler Black versus Elias Sampson.
You mean Seth
for Rollins? For the WWE Intercontinental Championship.
Is the title on the line?
Yep.
Yes, it's, the championship is on the line.
I'm going to go ahead and go with it. Well, no, Kyle, you go ahead and go first.
I'm going Seth Rollins, man. I don't think he's going to lose it yet. I think they're going to let Seth have a long run and try to reestablish that as, like, you know, the working title, I think.
I think Elias is too over to not have the title right
now. I'm not mad at it. Really, I like Elias.
Seth, I mean, from what I was, from what a good teacher, Dollar, always told me. Dollar always said the title is, especially a mid-card title, a title is used to put a guy over. Seth doesn't need to be over because he's over already. We know Elias is over, but that title gives him that boost. So yeah. I think it's time that they're probably going to do it. And that way Seth can start moving towards the bigger title picture, in which he's probably going to get back in anyway. So I think Elias wins.
Do you think he wins clean or do you think he wins dirty?
I mean, he's more than likely going to win dirty, but no, actually, I can see him winning clean. I can see him winning clean even.
I think if he wins backhanded. What do you think, Devin?
I'm going with my man Elias Sampson, man, the Drifter. Even though he doesn't go by any of those names anymore, man. I kind of agree with Tony, man. I think he needs the belt more than Seth Rollins does.
I agree.
Honestly, I think they just gave it to Seth just so he can, you know, be a Triple Crown or whatever they call it now, the Grand Slam champion.
Yeah,
man. He really doesn't need it, and Elias would do great things with it, I think.
I'm not mad at it. What's next?
Next, we have this should be fun. Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn.
I hate the build for this fucking match.
We all know Bobby's going to fucking win. I mean, Sami Zayn is one of my favorite wrestlers in the business today. I mean, he gets so much shit, and he's not where he should be. I mean, I would have loved to see him come back as El Generico and get over. For some reason, the crowd just doesn't like him. And as a heel, they just don't care. I mean, God damn it. Love Sami Zayn. He's fucking great. He's one of my fucking favorites. Like, do you see him in the ring? Jesus. Bobby Lashley's going to whoop his fucking ass. He's going to piss me off. Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, I agree. Bobby Lashley's going to win this one. Even though, man, I want them to do something with Sami except have him make other people look good. But the problem is, man, I think he... Hey, Tony, you tell me this, man. You're a wrestler in here, man. You tell me, is there such thing as being too good, making people look too good? Because I think Sami Zayn and, like, Dolph Ziggler are, like, two people that make people look too good in matches, man.
You took the words right out of my fucking mouth. I was about to say, you would have to ask Dolph Ziggler that. I mean, Shawn Michaels made people look like gold, and he was in the back of the bus for years. You know, like, literally, fucking years. It took Shawn Michaels damn near 10 years in the WWE before he won his first world title. So...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Vince said it, man. He's like, that little shit will never be the world champion. He just didn't see it.
Yeah, I mean, it took an amazing crowd reaction for Shawn to get over. But I don't think size was the problem because Bret was champion years before Shawn got it. So I don't think it was the size thing as more as it was just him being over. I mean, at that point when Shawn was the Shawn Michaels, you couldn't deny him. You know, the crowd was either him or Bret, you know, and then when the crowd went ruthless and hardcore, you definitely couldn't deny it because DX was the most over thing in WWE. So right. Is there a such thing as being too good? I mean, I don't think there's a such thing as being too good, but there might be a such thing as making your opponent look too good. And that's where Sami and Dolph may fall in the cracks of. Very unfortunately, because Dolph is, you know, one of the best in the business, period. And he can make a broomstick look like $1 million, but they'd put the broomstick over.
I agree 100%. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack it. I just thought I'd ask you that question real quick. Kyle?
For me, man, I love Sami Zayn better as a heel. I like Sami Zayn a lot personally myself. But I agree with what you said. I think they know that if they put him in there with somebody to make somebody look good, they know that he's a go-to for that. And I think eventually
Vince busts his nuts for Bobby Lashley. So.
Well, of course. And because he's a big jacked up sumbitch. But the thing is, I feel like with both the names you mentioned, with Sami Zayn and with Dolph, I feel like until, like, I think Dolph finally might have a chance to do that with this whole Drew McIntyre thing, hopefully. But until Sami just...
Sorry, go ahead.
I think until Sami just finally, you know, just does whatever it might be. I don't know. I can't tell you what one thing it might be, but when he does that one thing that kind of just busts him out of the fucking, out of the mold. In the meantime, I think what you said might be right with both of them, that they're, you know, so good at making other people look good that it puts them in the back of the bus. As far as that match goes, I think Bobby Lashley is going to kill him.
All right. What we got going on to the next match?
Yep.
All right. We've got the Bludgeon Brothers defending their SmackDown Tag Team Championships against Luke Gallows and Carl the Machine Gun Anderson, even though he doesn't go by that.
We all know it's unanimous. Let's go to the next match.
I like the Good Brothers, but they're going to get their ass whooped.
We all know it's unanimous. We all know it's a pre-show match. There's no way the Bludgeons are fucking losing. Next.
What if I put the club?
We know you ain't serious. I mean,
but the Bludgeons, man, they're not about to lose no time soon. It's going to have to be a super team that beats them because they've been built up as this unstoppable force. If the Usos... y'all got to remember that they just shat on the Usos and the New Day,
yeah,
which is supposed to be the two best team on SmackDown. Even though the Good Brothers beat the Usos, come on now. Like, it's going to end up being some shit like... fucking.
They're gonna squash him.
Joe teaming up with fucking some other guy to take them out.
What about this as an idea? You know, I don't know if it can happen or not, but you know, we saw the whole big thing where they had the Authors of Pain on Raw. They brought them out, dropped Paul Elring, all that shit. You haven't really seen them since. What if
and
they
never came back?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, they were on Main Event. They did like one or two.
Well,
matches
yeah,
on Main Event.
Yeah, but what if you know they've taken them off? What if they show up somehow on SmackDown to fight the Bludgeon Brothers?
I don't know why.
Probably still pick the Bludgeon Brothers to win.
But I mean, like I said, I think if I got to pick one, I'm obviously going Bludgeon Brothers. What's the next match?
All right. Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal.
Roman Reigns, obviously.
Roman.
I'm picking Jinder.
You're just doing that to go against the grain, dog.
I am picking Jinder.
Do you have a good reason, or are you just full of shit?
No, I'm serious. Here's why I think Jinder Mahal's going to win this match. I feel like there's a possibility that WWE finally realizes that Roman's not getting over, you know, the way they want to, and they've kind of made him look like the asshole in this situation. I think they're going to turn him heel. You got to realize he's the one that speared this guy through a wall, man. That, like, your good guy doesn't necessarily do that. And I think...
Devin, I'm going to have to back you up a little bit there, because what Roman did was revenge. It wasn't like, oh, you know, I'm going to just start whooping on you because you beat me. It was more like, oh, you screwed me out of my opportunity, now I'm screwing you out of yours. If you remember back in the day, Hogan used to do back rakes, eye rakes, choke on the ropes, a whole bunch of dirty shit because it was done to him. And it was deemed as, yes, Hogan getting his revenge. They're not turning Roman heel. He's just getting his revenge on Jinder in a more aggressive way.
Okay. I'm not saying they're turning him heel now, but I think they're going to have to start having him do stuff to get him that way. I think it's going to be a slow turn, but I think they're going to turn him. My fault. That's why I'm picking Jinder.
When was the last time Roman won at a pay-per-view?
I can't tell you. But see, that kind of goes into my... That kind of goes...
I don't know why you did that.
No. He beat Samoa Joe. He beat Samoa Joe at Backlash.
Okay. Yeah, that was his... Okay. You might be right with this gender thing, man. For God's sakes, I hope so.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
All righty. Next match.
Yeah.
You going to the okay? So we got Carmella defending her SmackDown Women's Championship against Asuka.
It's a bazooka.
Carmella wins.
Or Kana.
Yeah, Carmella is keeping the belt.
Yeah. I think Carmella wins it. Even though it wouldn't surprise me if they put the belt on Asuka. I think Carmella keeps it. She's doing so well with it, man. She's doing great mic work. She's a great chicken shit heel.
Asuka somehow.
She'll beat her, but she'll beat her in some fucked up cheating way.
But here's my question, man. So, like, I feel like they built up the whole, you know, undefeated of Asuka, and I don't know where they're going next. I'm interested to see where they go with her character next, but I don't know. I feel like they since WrestleMania, they kind of like built her up. And then I think everybody expected her to win the match, and they just said, nah, we're not going to give them what everybody expects. I kind of feel like they swerved us just to swerve us instead of continuing her momentum. What you guys think?
I mean,
I can see that. But at the same time, they it's not a swerve. When not only did you kill her momentum by having her tap out at WrestleMania, she lost her first match on SmackDown. Like, now she wins the title? Like, I don't see why, in my opinion.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that she, I think she's going to lose this match too, but it's like, yeah, that'll be, you know, losing at WrestleMania, losing on SmackDown, and now losing again at another pay-per-view. And it's like, I don't know where they're going. I'm not trying to jump the gun. I'm interested.
I can see Asuka going heel. Not Roman, no time soon, but I can see Asuka going heel because she's tired of losing. She's had her back against the wall. She's ready to fucking take shit out. And yeah, that's where I'm thinking that Asuka, nobody's going to be ready for her. Maybe she starts painting her face. Full-fledged instead of just a little line shit.
Kind
of
like what she did in NXT. Let's motor through these last few because we got TakeOver still, too.
All right. No, TakeOver's going to be the best show of the weekend. So we already did Ronda and Nia Jax. So let's go to Mr. AJ Styles defending his WWE Championship against Shinsuke Nakamura in a last man standing match.
Nakamura by kicking him in the dick.
I'm going to say, man, I don't know if Styles going to get cashed. Well, I mean, it's very rare that a guy gets cashed in the same night he wins it. The only person I think who did it was Kane and Edge, maybe?
Dean Ambrose.
Dean did it. That's right. Man, I would have to say that Styles keeps it.
Yeah, I'm going to say Nakamura, man. This is what, their fourth match? I think they finally got to put the belt on Nakamura, man.
I don't think he's going to be champion. And the only reason I say that is because Styles been rolling so hard, and they're trying to build, well, oh, man.
Yeah, but then you got the chase going back, though.
I'm going to have to go with Nak, too, man. I'm going to have to go with Nak on this one.
Wow, unanimous decision. All right, let's go to the men's Money in the Bank match. We got Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, The Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode.
I'm sorry. Put me back down for Styles.
AJ Styles?
Yeah, put me back down for Styles. I don't see too many titles changing hands. If Ronda's going to win, Styles going to keep it.
Okay. All right, men's Money in the Bank match. We got Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and one member of the New Day to be determined.
Anybody but Braun.
I think it's going to be Samoa Joe. I think Braun winning that. What? I think they want Braun to be the one to beat Brock Lesnar, so they're going to build that to a bigger match. I think it's going to be Samoa Joe, because I could see Joe being that asshole that walks around like, I've got this and I can cash it in whenever you want. I think whenever he does cash it in, he's just going to roll up behind somebody and choke their ass out. That's what I think.
Probably be Styles. Heel wins Money in the Bank, especially with that heel being on SmackDown, Styles keeping the title only makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
But me personally, I'm going to go on a limb here. I got two ideas of who I think is going to win. And y'all know, like, whenever it's like a lot of people in the match, I usually always get these right. I mean, who the fuck thought Naomi would win the women's battle royal but me? All right, I'm going to give y'all my secondary answer first, and then I'm going to give y'all my real answer. My secondary answer of who wins is Big E. Now,
I wouldn't be mad
before
at
you. Before you start looking at me sideways and crazy, just remember that Big E is a good friend of John Cena, and that he very well does deserve the opportunity. And Big E winning the Money in the Bank briefcase, I would see them doing something as fucking stupid and silly as cashing it in on the Bludgeons or some shit like that for the tag team titles. So, because you can cash it in for any title you want, they probably would cash it in for the tag team titles, knowing the New Day. But my answer of who's going to win the Money in the Bank is Finn Balor.
Don't you say it. What?
Finn Balor, man. Finn Balor.
Wow. Why Finn?
Finn has been getting built. I don't know if y'all been watching the Finn Balor build. Finn Balor has been getting built up as, holy shit, look out for this guy. Like, his match with Braun, that's the closest match Braun has had with anybody on live television since he went against Brock Lesnar.
I agree.
So just the fact that they're building him up on that alone is, oh, he almost beat Braun. He almost did it. It's kind of like, if he can almost beat Braun by himself with five other men in the match, with them taking Braun out, why not Finn?
I'm going with the Miz. I think he has to be a...
What is wrong with you? I fucking hate you.
I knew that was happening. Hang up on him.
Please don't. No. He just says no. I think the Miz wins it. He wins it, maybe not soon, but I think he wins it before WrestleMania next year, and it's him versus Daniel Bryan for the championship at WrestleMania.
I'm not mad at that.
Man, that's going to be for the U.S. title.
No, man, it's got to be for the championship, dog.
They're never going to put Miz in the main event spot of WrestleMania for the top title again.
We're inside 5 minutes.
All right.
Wait, Cody,
what else we got left?
All right, we got the Women's Money in the Bank match. Ember Moon, Charlotte, Alexa Bliss, Becky, Natty, Lana, Naomi, and Sasha Banks.
Secondary choice, Ember Moon, but I know she's not going to give it to her so quick. Becky's going to fucking win it.
Damn you, Tony, you son of a bitch. You stole both of my picks.
Mark my words. Becky's fucking going
I literally was going to say the exact same thing. I think Becky's going to win, and I think if she doesn't win, I think Ember would be the surprise pick. So Tony and I picked the same.
Sasha Banks.
I knew that was going to happen.
What? You know, I would pick my girl Naomi, but I don't think she gonna get it. Man, I hope that.
I do. I just think that somebody has got to be a woman on Raw, and I think they're gonna go to a Sasha Banks heel turn. What better way to do it than give her that briefcase?
You just want everybody to turn heel in this bitch.
He loves heels. He wants everybody to be a heel.
That's not true.
All right,
most everybody.
That is true. Who do you want to be a face?
Is that the last match we got? Oh, shit. We do got TakeOver.
You got enough time to go over TakeOver?
No, we don't.
Randy?
Randy said we don't have enough time.
Okay. All right.
I mean, if you want to play for an extra hour, I'm down.
Go ahead, take it from there, Kyle.
How does this get put on me? Fuck you.
Hey, man, you're the host, man. You do your hostly duties.
Hey, look here, motherfuckers. Right now, our studio fees are paid for, so I'm going to leave it that way. But TakeOver is going to steal the whole fucking weekend. And if you don't know that,
Same overall.
Dude, I think Takeover is going to be a better show overall than Money in the Bank. Personally.
Y'all think that every time.
I do,
so y'all
but
already
I think
got that in mind before the show even happened.
I do, and I'll tell you why Velveteen I actually have a Dream, reason though.
Velveteen Dream.
That match is going to be great, but I think the reason why is I can see people kind of getting burned out now that they're going all shows to 4 hours.
Velveteen Dream.
That's going to be great.
That's in the business. Future world champion.
I agree completely.
I doubt it. You know, Vince don't like black world champions. Velveteen Dream.
But he likes androgynous people. Ah, and he's androgynous, damn it.
Yeah, but with that being
said,
I like
the whole Prince thing, but, you know.
With that being said, this weekend's going to be badass. Your boys, Devin and Kyle, will be down there in Chicago. If you're going to Money in the Bank and you check this out, we'll be here. Check us out. Come have a beer, something. And we're going to see past guests of the show, Bruce Pritchard, Saturday night after NXT. So if you're going to be there too, hit us up.
Hit him up. I'm Tony Thunder.
It's Tony Thunder, Devin.
I'm Devin McKenzie.
And I'm Kyle Collison. Fuck your couch. Come see us in Chicago.
Fuck your couch.